Hello there and welcome to Relevant Runs with your boy Dan D. Leyuri and
Alex Kwasimi.
And of course, you know what we do on Relevant Runs, we make noise, but noise that makes
sense.
Alright, so it is rants, but rants that are
relevant.
That's what we do on the show. And today we have a topic that is interesting as always. We don't bring you boring topics. always interesting ones, and what we're going to be discussing today, we hope that it interests you for real, is the dangers of favoritism in the family, if you understand what I mean. And to go straight ahead with that, I want to start by asking Alex, do you have any favorites in your house amongst your siblings?
Amongst my siblings, like my personal favorite?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Maybe the person that you're next to, or your
I just have one that I would definitely want to protect more.
Okay.
Because, and that's the last one.
Okay.
My younger
okay.
one. So and she's a lady.
Okay.
So definitely I feel inclined to probably protect her more and all of that.
And you don't term that favoritism. You don't
That's not favoritism.
Okay.
The others can take care of themselves.
Okay. Okay, I get what you're saying. So in essence, what we're trying to say is either you like it or not, somehow you
what
have.
What about you?
Well, I would tell you that I'll leave that to.
No, I'm not leaving anything. No.
Okay, I'll tell you that I don't have a favorite. Let me also be discreet about it. I don't have a favorite, being that I'm the last child of the family. So
you get favorite. That's all the same money pass. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So what we're actually talking about on the show is, you know, most of the time it's just natural that you have someone that you like the most amongst your family members or amongst your friends. So we are now saying, what are the dangers of having someone that you like the most in the family or amongst friends, and you show it out? It's just natural for you to have it. You know, we're Christians. In the Bible, there's someone, they say that is the man after God's. Thank you very much. So it means even God himself has favorites, right? Okay, we are all his children, but there's someone that is after his. And it means God likes him the most, if I'm not mistaken, if I understand what the man after God's own heart means. So it's just natural for you to have someone that you love the most amongst your children, if you're a parent. Someone you love the most amongst your friends. Okay.
That's why I have bestie.
Thank you very much. That bestie.
Okay, we'll get there. Yeah.
So the thing is it okay? And what are the dangers of having that shown openly that, okay, I prefer this person amongst all in the family?
Let me say it this way.
Mm.
I think among siblings,
mm,
it's less pronounced. I mean, the dangers are less pronounced. I think it's, if at all, it's very minute. Like, among siblings, I'm the younger one, this is my preferred elder one, or I prefer. It's less, most siblings actually do not care.
Yeah.
Which is your favorite amongst your elders or your siblings. Mostly siblings don't care. Just do your thing.
That's
now,
true.
Where we might have a lot of pitfalls is when we have parents who are favorites amongst their children,
and they show it out.
That is, in fact, it's not even possible for you to have a favorite and then you don't show it.
No. The thing is, the truth of the matter is, like I said earlier, like the examples I give, even God himself. But the thing is, you just have to find balance. Okay, obviously other people will get to understand that this is dad's favorite, and the reasons will always be there, but you'll try to find balance. And if they understand that this is the reason, they'll also try to make you like them the way you like the other person.
It's not always like that with parents.
Okay.
That's why I said with siblings, if it's favoritism among siblings, this is the person I prefer, this is my elder brother, he does not beat me like my other elder brother beats me, or whatever. That's actually very, it's up to among siblings.
Okay.
Now, like I said earlier, where the pitfalls will lie is going to be favoritism from parents to children.
Okay.
You have four children, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You have four children as a mother or as a father, and then you prefer one, maybe because that one is very brilliant or shows brilliance amongst every other one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you are always showing it, and you are always this one. You know, whenever you want to talk, he's going to be your example.
Mm.
Whenever you do this, he comes up in the conversation. Whenever I do that, now, the pitfalls that I'm talking about. First of all, we as children, we don't get sense.
Yeah, I agree with
you. We don't have sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get. So whenever something like that happens, we definitely automatically believe that, oh, okay, this is my chance to be silly. This is my chance to be silly. This is my chance to lose all home training and, you know, do anyhow with my other siblings.
I agree with you.
Automatically, this brings animosity
among siblings. Children, yeah.
Automatically.
Yeah, I get.
Your dad's favorite. Dad, whenever dad is coming back from work, even if he buys something for all of us, he's going to double your own because you're his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever dad finishes eating, that last part of his meat, he's always calling you to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever dad eats and his food is remaining, you'll be the one he calls. Whenever dad comes back, if everybody goes to meet him and to collect his bag, he will not give them until you come.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if siblings looks at that, there's every tendency that they feel dejected, they feel unwanted by that parent. Because it's going to be like, there's nothing we can do that can actually make dad happy or that can make mom happy until this person does it. Even if that parent calls them, hey, guy, come and do this for me. In their mind, they'll say, why don't you call your special child?
But don't you think sometimes it's because some of the children are stubborn?
What is your target as a parent?
My target as a parent is to raise well-behaved kids.
Thank you. Now, if you have a child that is probably not as well behaved as you would have wanted, right? Is it for you to single out that one that is well behaved and then leave others?
No.
Now, that is exactly where I was driving at.
Okay.
If as a parent, if your children are not as well behaved as you want them to be, right? It is in your place as a parent to encourage them, discipline them if you want, encourage them because there's always need for you to encourage them.
Okay.
Encourage them and do not single out one person, because that person probably happens to be the one that does what you like the most, or that is brilliant, or that is always representing the family well, or whatever.
Okay.
You get?
Okay.
If as a parent you do not draw lines between your children, because at the end of the day, it's going to come back to haunt you.
That definitely.
You get? So, as a parent, even if your children are not as well behaved and that's why you prefer one to the other, you do not have to show it, even if you prefer any.
So that's the point I was making at the beginning, that it's just natural that you have favorites, but
Almost natural. Yes. It's not natural. Almost natural.
No, we mentioned this, that even God himself has someone that is after his own heart, because...
Well, you are right, so that God has a favorite.
Okay.
But it's almost natural, not natural. Not everybody has favorites.
Even
not all parents have favorites. Not all siblings have favorites.
Okay, okay. Are you sure about that?
Yes. Me, I do not agree it's natural.
Okay.
Well, okay. Let's agree to disagree, or disagree to agree, whatever it is they call that thing. Let's disagree to agree. Yeah? Let's assume it's natural.
Uh-huh. So now, it's just, if it's natural, it's just like you said, it's just for you to find balance. Okay, I like this person more than the rest, but I try to, as much as possible, to balance it. Okay. Because when I come back home, I buy something for the favorite child.
Mm-hmm.
So why not, when coming back home, I try to buy for everyone? Or I buy and ask that they share amongst all of them. And
equally.
Exactly.
Or maybe according to their age.
Thank you very much. Something like that.
But then some parents, when they come and they probably get something for their children, and even if the favorite one is the last, he gets the biggest share, or she gets the biggest share. Yeah. What do you expect the elders to think? Even when dad calls, your mom calls you to go and do this, you say you can't do it, because when he comes back, nice, you are going to be the one he gives the lion's share.
But if it's the last child, for example, that is somehow understandable
there's nothing siblings. That makes it understandable.
Yeah, the siblings will be like, hey, because just like you said, you are kind of protecting the last of your family because she is the last and because she is a female.
I am not protecting her by handing everything she wants to her.
Okay.
I am protecting her because she's a lady. Ladies are definitely vulnerable, obviously. And she's younger than me. If she's older than me, I'll leave her to do her thing. Because I believe, you can make your decisions. Definitely, this younger one can still make her decisions.
Yeah.
But definitely, if I'm in a position to actually advise her or put her through or whatever, I'll definitely be there for her.
But then, what are the dangers of parents having favorites among the children?
Right. Okay. As far as I see it, the first danger is that you automatically create rancor amongst your children.
Okay.
Like I said earlier, as children, we don't have sense.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't process things holistically. We're probably going to employ emotions and silly things will just come and then have animosity against our siblings, which is not supposed to be. That is something that should have been averted in the beginning by not having favorites. You get? Mm-hmm. If parents can actually not do that, not have favorites amongst their children, then that chance of having rancor or disunity amongst children will not exist in the first place.
That's true. Right?
Another one is, okay, like you said something earlier, that it's natural, right, to have favorites. Yeah, let's assume it's natural.
Mm.
DC is natural, right?
Yeah.
It's a natural phenomenon.
Yeah.
Now, that the sea is natural or the ocean is natural, does that mean you just go there, go into the ocean, you go there to swim, no protection or nothing?
No, not at all.
The sea takes you, swallows you, and you disappear.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that does not mean that everything that is natural is not dangerous.
That's very true.
So, despite the fact that, it might be natural for us to have favorites, that does not mean it's not dangerous.
Yeah.
Because now we are messing with the mentality of children. They develop this sometimes subtle, sometimes very pronounced hatred towards their sibling, which is not supposed to be, and it could have been averted.
So if you're hearing Alex now and you're a parent, by having favorites, you tend to create some kind of enmity between your children.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, and that's the way. Okay, I remember there was something that happened when we were still younger, myself and my older brother. We were supposed to represent our society. Then we were still young. We were supposed to represent our society at the national level in Abuja. We wrote the same exam to qualify to represent. Now, this guy scored better than me in that exam.
Okay.
Right? Now, if it was not handled very well, and I felt like I was well positioned to qualify, right? If it was not handled well, I might just at the end of the day go home and think, is it not my other brother? Why can't he allow me to do it? You get? It's something all of us, I want to be part of it, want to go to Abuja all the way from where we're staying then.
Yeah.
Right? Now, if it was not well handled, because I remember the organizers, our animators then, what they said was, yes, I know he's your brother, he's called better than you, I believe that the next one, if you prepare very well, you qualify and all of that.
Okay.
That actually automatically just gave me a free mind.
Okay.
Yeah. But I no longer see it. Even if I wanted to, even if I if it crossed my mind, automatically with the way they approach it or the way they talk to me about it, it automatically dissolves in my head. If I wanted to think it as, why did he not allow me to go? It's not my other brother, or whatever. You get? If I wanted to approach it in a bad way, with the way they addressed it with me and with my other brother, I mean our animators then, it automatically takes off my anger then, automatically. Now, that's the same role parents are supposed to be playing amongst their children.
Okay.
Settle differences. If there's anywhere they can come in and make sure that siblings are not at each other's throats, they should do it instead of actually creating favorites and then creating animosity by themselves.
That's
in
right.
The family.
That's right. I get what you're trying to say. So parents, if you are one, you're listening, and if you're yet to be one, we hope that this is really making sense, that when you have favorites amongst your children, you try to find balance and you don't show it out to the children that you have one, and that will help avoid small mishaps amongst your children, small enmity that are not supposed to be. Because when your children feel that you have someone that you love the most amongst them, they tend to
be rebellious.
They become rebellious, and then that create jealousy amongst
them.
You know, that even happened in the Bible amongst the children of
Jacob
with Joseph, when he showed that Joseph is the preferred child. Of course, being the last child, that should be understandable amongst them. That pushed them to want to even kill him. So if you have that in your family, you have someone that you love the most, of course you are creating animosity amongst your children. There are tendencies that the other ones will tend to plot evil against,
against them.
So all you need to do is, so you try to bring them together, create balance, and most importantly, pray that God grants you the grace to know how to balance
up all of these things.
All right, so that is how much we have for you today on the show, Relevant Rants. Like you heard us discussing, we're just ranting, but the rants that
are relevant.
Exactly. So my name is Dandy Legiri, and we hope to see you very soon. And I'm here with
Lex Pesimi. To meet again.